in San Juan, Puerto Rico today. Hundreds gathered outside the mansion of Governor Ricardo Rosselló, demanding that he resign over a series of scandals, including leaked text messages showing Rosselló and his inner circle using racist, homophobic, and misogynistic language, even mocking disabled people and dead victims of Hurricane Maria. And now, after 2 weeks of massive protests, several media outlets are reporting the governor's resignation could be imminent. Rosselló and his team have not confirmed anything. Jorge Schmidt Nieto says a resignation would be unprecedented. Nieto is a political scientist at the University of Puerto Rico.
This has never happened before. No governor has ever resigned since 1948, when we started electing governors every 4 years. And although it's a crisis, and it's certainly very negative, in another sense, it's very good news, because we have taken too much throughout the years. And finally, the people of Puerto Rico have decided that they had enough and that they're going to demand from their government a better treatment. So for me, in the long run, it is good news.
So no official word yet from Rosselló himself, but remind us of the issues that brought so many people together to demand that he step down.
The immediate catalyst was a chat in Telegram that was held by the governor and his inner circle. But as you may know, these things usually have deeper roots. Just like in Hong Kong, the people are protesting because of an extradition treaty, but what's underneath really is economic inequality. Well, that's also what's happening here. We are still facing a debt crisis, an unpayable debt crisis. And of course, Ricardo Rosselló's mismanagement of the recovery from the hurricane.
Deep roots, as you say, to the anger over Rosselló. So between the moment on Sunday when he said he wouldn't step down from the governorship, but he also wouldn't run again for re-election in 2020, and now, what has changed?
I think he believed that time was on his side, that people would get tired, and that eventually the protest would fade, and he would survive it. But he misread the situation completely. It's gotten worse, actually. Every day, people are more angry. It's going on the other direction.
So Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez, who, as you say, would succeed Rosselló, she's already trending with the hashtag Wanda Renuncia, Wanda stepped down, and Rosselló hasn't even made his official resignation yet. What does that tell us about the protesters and what they're thinking right now?
It tells you that their goal is not simply to remove a governor, but to renew the whole political system. It tells you that people have become empowered in a way that we have never seen, and that they have realized that it's not a cliche. They really have the power in numbers, and they're using them. So they're not gonna settle for just anybody there. And that's a lesson for all politicians here, that from now on, the game has changed. I must say that the last elections in 2016, we already saw a break of the bipartisanship. Here, it's a bipartisan system. The pro-statehood party on one hand and the pro-autonomy party on the other hand, they have shared power since 1948, either one or the other. But in 2016, they combined, they lost 20% of the vote that they traditionally get. And two independent candidates got almost 20% of the vote. So, there were already some clear signs that the Puerto Rican electorate was changing in their preferences. And now there's no doubt.
Could there be, after all of this chaos, could there be a complete revamping, a wholesale clean out of the old political parties for new ones?
Well, those are major words. We learned from the Arab Spring that you cannot really predict what's going to happen after this. At some level, there will be some revamping of the system. I hope it's major, but it's inevitable. It is happening already.
Jorge Schmidt Nieto at the University of Puerto Rico in San Juan. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a good day.